So this is kind of, and we've all been involved with this. I'm just the one that's presenting on it. But we wanted to give you an update. Martha kind of introduced it very well, and then what Susan presented and then what I presented on 911 are two of the outcomes that we're looking at. But as you can remember that list, like three or four different slides, there's a lot of potential outcomes that are there. And what, again, nothing to disclose, nothing new since 10 minutes ago. Anyway, so what we wanted to look at here was how we could we can't measure and try and measure 52, I think, is the number of different outcomes to see which is the one that's going to help. And so this is the process we're in now of trying to identify and narrow down some specific outcomes that we can look at that are population-based nursing outcomes that we can then take the next step to do further investigation to see if we really find a connection and if they're school nurse sensitive. So it's just kind of an update of where we are right now in the process. We've kind of talked about a little bit of background, nothing new. We've got school children more and more uninsured, undocumented. Public health depends on school health services to fulfill the mission. So public health is still very involved, like you were mentioning, with the health policies. Got a lot more complex. This is, anyway, kind of. And then we're basing this on the ideas and what Dr. Linda Aiken and her colleagues have done so well in the hospital, and I've actually identifying what are the things that make it, what Martha was mentioning before with if it's the ratio for registered nurses and what do they really impact. And these are just a list of some of them. When they first started it, I don't think, from everything I've read, they weren't thinking to keep it as ulcers was going to be one of the outcomes. And that's why we went broad and we were identifying so many outcomes, because we didn't want to overlook something that maybe it's not the obvious, like absenteeism is, but it might actually be the more sensitive. So following kind of what her what she was doing. So what we did, we obtained funding from the National Association of School Nurses, and we're doing a Delphi study. Are you guys familiar with the Delphi study? I'll explain it, kind of how it goes. It's a protocol that RAND and UCLA they've used quite a bit in several things, and AHRQ as well, and we're following that same protocol. So let me explain kind of how it goes. The process is, how we're doing it, is we have an advisory group, and Susan and Martha and myself, as well as others, sit on that advisory group. We've gotten all those, that whole list of outcomes that was done by, a larger group, but then we just have this small core, which is kind of overseeing the process to make sure that we're following research protocol. And they review the process and oversee the process, and where we are now is they'll be reviewing the actual definitions of each of the outcomes. Then what happens is we're identifying, and it's approximately 60, there's no magic number, but just from the literature and what others have done, about 60 school nurse experts. So these are frontline working nurses that are experts in school nursing, and they'll get the list of the outcomes as well as the definitions to make sure we're all on the same page, and then they'll be asked to rank those. And they're going to rank them, I'm going to flip here, in the areas that Martha had talked about before. Again, on is it school nurse sensitive, and it's a 1 to 9 Likert or Likert, I don't know how you want to say it, scale. And so they're going to rate it, each outcome in all three areas separately. So they're going to go through and rank the school nurse sensitive. Do they think it school nurse really makes the difference? Then they're going to rank it on, is it important for school nursing? And then finally, is it, sorry for the typo there, the feasibility to collect the data is the word. Because again, there might be some great things out there, but if it's really, really hard to collect, the likelihood of being able to collect it across the U.S. will be difficult. So they're going to rank those, and then all the scores come back to us, and we'll actually average them out and identify the outcomes. Then the group will, through teleconference, kind of discuss the outcomes. They'll be given the results, and at that point, that will be the first time they'll know who else is one of the school nurse experts, which we will get from across the nation. We have some that have already been volunteered, but we can't technically recruit until we get the IRB approval, and we can't do that until we finish reviewing the definitions. So that's kind of where we are now. But we usually go through at least two rounds. So we've done the one, they'll meet and they'll talk about it as a group, identify like why one was scored really low, one was really high, or whatever is going to come up. And we'll hopefully that will narrow down. Then the rest that are still in the group, it'll go back out to the experts, and they'll rank them again in the same fashion. And the idea is to get down to until we have about a handful of outcomes that have been identified by the criteria of feasibility, importance, and school nurse sensitivity. And then that's what we're going to start with as the outcomes for that are, or hopefully will be school nurse sensitive. From there, that's just, I mean, that'll be the Delphi process. From there, we'll then start looking at how we could really measure and see if school nursing makes an impact on those outcomes before we identify them as school nurse sensitive outcomes, which our hope is then something that we could be that could be collected, the data from across the nation, and would actually give us some hard facts. Just like Dr. Aiken did with nurses in the hospital, we're trying to do that same thing with nurses in the schools. And I think, and so anyway, so that's where we are. Are you good?